Hello and welcome to this podcast on community wealth building by Scotland's Rural College. We are conducting research on community wealth building in Scotland, which is funded by the Scottish Government's Strategic Research Programme 2022 to 2027. This podcast summarises recent work on the community wealth building pilots, which were funded by the Scottish Government, and is one of a number of pieces of work looking at community wealth building in rural areas, which has included UK and international case studies. All of our community wealth building research at SRUC is part of a larger project called Novel Insights on Scotland's Rural and Island Economies, which is investigating these economies in terms of diverse issues such as agricultural support, infrastructure barriers, the business base, and community wealth building. My name is Kerry Doyle, and I'm joined in this podcast by Ellie Brody, an independent researcher from Grounded Insight Consultancy. We collaborated on research looking at the community wealth building pilots, and in this podcast, we'll have a conversation about this work, which serves as an introduction. Our report on the community wealth building pilots is available online, as well as other reports on community wealth building. For clarity, we are recording a series of short podcasts, one on each pilot with an overview so that it's easy for listeners to navigate. And there are also pilots on other topics like international community wealth building and rural community wealth building more generally. More information on all of this is on our website, ruralexchange.scot. So this podcast is going to look in more depth at the work of the Western Isles Council on a community wealth building pilot. And I'm going to hand over to Ellie Brody to start with, if you want to give us a bit of an introduction, and we'll get into the detail.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. So we're going to be focusing in on this podcast on the community wealth building work that's happened in the Western Isles through the community wealth building pilot. We have a number of other podcasts available on each of the individual pilots, as well as the early work, the pioneering work of that happened in Ayrshire. And so I'm going to just dive in and start asking you some questions about the Western Isles. Before I do, though, it's probably just worth saying that the community wealth building pilots were kind of conceived back in 2020, and comprised some funding to five areas. Some of those were local authorities, such as the Western Isles, and some were whole regions like the south of Scotland or the Glasgow City region. And they, each of those areas, were received some funding for a community wealth building action plan. So it was a kind of assessment of where community wealth building kind of is and what some of the priorities and opportunities might be in the area. So that's our jumping off point. Can you tell us a bit about the community wealth building work in the Western Isles, the pilot work, really?
Sure, absolutely. So as you were just saying there, in late 2020, funding came forward for community wealth building action plans, which was taken up by the Western Isles Council, which is the local authority for the Outer Hebrides, and the Outer Hebrides Community Planning Partnership, which was then, this plan was published in March 2021, and it highlighted ways in which community wealth building is well established in the Western Isles and gives 21 actions for consideration. So it's worth picking up on that point from the very start. It identified a number of ways in which community wealth building, widely defined, is already happening, is well established in this area of rural and island Scotland, and then applying the policy, which has been sort of, I'm going to use the word codified, into the official community wealth building policy, which Scottish Government has been promoting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, obviously, Western Isles are a remote island community. How did that play into the community wealth building action planning work?
The context was very much picked up in the action plan, which highlights the unique nature of the Western Isles and notes the strong links there between the community and economy, including crofting and community land ownership, including The oft sort of cited statistic that 72% of the land mass of the Western Isles is in community ownership. And it notes that some of the community wealth building themes or pillars, the other ones such as inclusive ownership, the Isles have often have plural ownership in different sectors, with energy and land being the most striking examples. Alternative business models also thrive in the Western Isles, with social enterprises accounting for 12% of all employment outside of the public sector here. And the latest social enterprise census highlights that a high proportion of social enterprises in the Western Isles at 47 per 10,000 people, which is the highest joint proportion in Scotland, tied with the Shetland Islands. So those are just a number of indicators which show that there's a lot happening on community wealth building generally in the Western Isles and again before the action plan.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, especially, I mean, what's really striking is that there's one particular pillar, one of the five pillars of community wealth building. And we won't go into each individual pillar here, but you can find out more about the community wealth building themes or pillars in our reports, but one of them really comes out strongly, and that's the inclusive ownership theme here in the Western Isles. So let's move on, and I'd like to ask you kind of what was in the Community Wealth Building Action Plan? What did it say?
Yeah, so the Community Wealth Building Action Plan from 2021 actually posed two scenarios. One of which was very much tied, both of which actually were very much tied with the recovery and renewal agenda following the COVID-19 pandemic. Again, take your mind back to 2021. The action plan is very much a product of that era, that I suppose a jumping off point for many projects in that sort of 2021 phase when we were stuck at home and thinking about ways to be doing things differently potentially. So the first scenario that was proposed in that action plan was an demographic escalation of the current trends in terms of aging and declining population, reducing industries in the Western Isles, fewer and poorer quality jobs, and an increased dependence on the mainland for a range of things. That was this sort of first scenario, was a continuation of these quite challenging trends that are occurring in the Western Isles. And then the second scenario that was in the action plan was proposed an aggressive implementation of community wealth building policies by the council based on the baseline, which we sort of touched on already about things are already happening here. So accelerating that aggressively to scale and deepen community wealth building as a remedy for the issues that the islands face.
Okay, sorry, you go.
I was just going to sort of finish off by saying the Community Wealth Building Action Plan proposed the council undergoing a bold step change in its approach to its objectives. So continuing the two scenarios, are sort of continuing the first, continuing with the current progress of demographic change and community wealth building, or this escalation, aggressive implementation, sort of the two scenarios.
Okay, so those two trajectories mm-hmm. were set out in that action plan. That's interesting. Now, can you tell me a bit more about how community wealth building currently kind of works within the council structures?
Yeah.
Yeah, how does for it sure. fit in?
And as an explanation of the detail, again, we're talking about the things that are already happening quite a lot around community wealth building already in the Western Isles, and many of those things would be outside the council, and some of them would be inside the council. So in terms of how community wealth building then policy was implemented in the council, community wealth building sits within the chief executive's directorate of the local authority, and the chief executive officer sat on the Scottish government's community wealth building bill steering group. Community wealth building is one of four sections within the council's community engagement unit, sitting alongside communications, community learning and development, and community planning. So this unit works with community groups to provide support and equity to strengthen local economy, support resilient communities, and the quality of life. The community wealth building section here supports the delivery of funding from the Scottish government, like the Regeneration Capital Grant Fund and other government funds and economic development community projects.
Okay.
So again, just to draw that out, it's different than the other pilots, if you listen across the podcast or read the report, you'll notice that Western Isles' approach to embedding it within community engagement is different and interesting in that sense. It's also worth picking up that the most recent corporate strategy for the Western Isles Local Authority, which is the 2024-2027 corporate strategy, reaffirms a commitment to build on the principles of community wealth building and redirect wealth back into the local economy. The CEO directive report for this year, which is 2024-2025, again notes the key focus of the year is to engage with community area forums and develop a wide area of mapping of community engagement services there.
Okay, that's helpful to understand a bit more about how community wealth building kind of sits in the council structures. Are there any more examples of how community wealth building is woven into the council's approach?
Well, again, the strong history of community ownership in the area, social enterprise, and generally community-led local development was clear in our research as being key to the approach of community wealth building here. There is a high level of volunteering and community-led work, and while these links are not necessarily formalized, community groups are likely aware of the community wealth-building policy agenda. Also, several of the principles of community wealth-building, such as plural ownership, are embedded in the council's ways of working already with the community through its structures and its funding packages. And retaining money within the island's communities is key to the council's approach to economic development through place-based investment, including to trying to attract young people and families to the area.
So it's from what you're saying, it seems to be that it's very much integrated the principles, even if they're not necessarily called community wealth building, are woven throughout so much of what is just inherently happening.
Absolutely.
In the area.
And I think the focus of the work through the community engagement part of the council is part of that, which is, demonstrates that there's that strong community connection, which was already happening before the policy was created and the action plan was created.
Yeah. Good. So what next? What could happen, do you think, with community wealth building in the Western Isles looking to the future?
Well, there's been change in the council recently. So the director who led on community wealth building retired in the summer of 2024, and there's a successor heading up the community engagement unit, and they plan to re-engage with community planning partnership, review the actions of the plan to see which ones the community planning partnership may wish to progress. And it's also worth noting the possibility of community wealth building principles being woven into projects arising from the island's growth deal, a 10-year package of investment that looks to drive economic growth and the creation of sustainable jobs across Shetland, Orkney and the Outer Hebrides council area.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie. It's been great hearing a bit more about the community wealth building pilot in the Western Isles. And we'd just like to invite people to head over to our other podcasts on the wider work of community wealth building and also the community wealth building pilots.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us.